Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Cirino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the show, I am giving you my rapid reaction to the Steelers-Titans preseason game. Again, this is the third preseason game, which made it the dress rehearsal game, meaning that we were going to see the majority of the starters on both the offensive and defensive sides. And it's about time we can overreact in a positive way to a Steelers preseason game, right? I mean, last week, of course, giving up 51 and you know, so much overreaction about how bad the defense was in that game. And as I said at the time, let's not overreact and say we're going to have a terrible defense yet, right? Let's look at the individual performances and why it went so poorly. And in this game, I will say the same thing, right? Let's not overreact to how good this game was. Let's look at what happened, you know, piece by piece and the performances that we saw. But I will say this. This was exactly the kind of defensive performance that you wanted to see. It was a stifling run defense. It was a quick and dynamic pass rush, tackling at the point of attack, and opportunistic as far as their turnovers. So, you know, on the whole, of course, it was a very, very good game defensively. But I do want to dig in today and kind of talk about what I saw from a player-by-player perspective and not really jump to any conclusions as far as the defense as a whole. Let's start today talking about the injuries, because there were a couple injuries coming out of this game. Wide receiver Marcus Tucker went down with an ankle injury. James Washington has an oblique injury. And then Jesse James, the tight end, went down with a back contusion. Now, the tight end situation in Pittsburgh is getting more and more dire. Of course, Vance McDonald has been injured all of training camp, all of preseason, with a foot injury. Maybe expected back in the first week of the regular season, but given his injury past, I don't think you can count on him to be healthy in week one. Xavier Grimble has an injury to his hand, a surgery to his hand that's going to keep him out until at least week one. And now Jesse James has this back contusion. Hopefully it's not serious, but again, if it's any sort of injury whatsoever, it leaves the Steelers with just Bucky Hodges, Pharaoh McKeever, and Christian Scotland-Williamson, a converted rugby player. So they really have no depth whatsoever right now at the tight end position. And again, even if this means that Jesse James is only going to miss a couple practices, you still have to feel like the Steelers are going to bring in another tight end just as far as having another body in practice. You can't go through practice with just three tight ends on the roster. And again, going into this preseason game against Carolina. Now, if this is any sort of significant injury to Jesse James, well, then the question becomes, what happens week one? Because there are questions about Vance McDonald and his health going into week one. I think we can all assume he probably won't be ready to go for week one, given his past. Xavier Grimble coming back from a hand injury, I think we're hopeful that he can be ready for week one, but there's no guarantees there. And now we have Jesse James and this back injury. It's very possible that this team could be going into week one of the regular season with zero of the projected tight ends that will make the 53-man roster being healthy. That's crazy. I mean, you know, again, it's been a disaster for the Steelers from an injury perspective at the tight end position. So we'll see how they address it in the week. Now, one of the things that I was most interested in going into this game was some of the personnel usage that the Steelers were going to have in this game, specifically what they would do at wide receiver, given Antonio Brown was unlikely to play in this game. Now, Antonio Brown did not play, and that meant that the starters at wide receiver were Darius Heyward-Bey, Justin Hunter, and Juju, and then James Washington came in that first unit very quickly. So really, it was a rotation of Darius Heyward-Bey, Justin Hunter, and James Washington as your starting outside receivers. Those three kind of rotated throughout Ben's reps. And one other thing that was interesting about that first unit is that while Juju saw the majority of the time in the slot, Trey Griffey also came in and played some time with the first unit at slot receiver, not Marcus Tucker. And Marcus Tucker was a guy early in training camp who was seeing really exclusively the slot reps with the first unit. So that was very interesting to watch as well. Is Marcus Tucker now kind of losing his spot, at least in this game? And again, it's still preseason. We're still in the evaluation process. This very well could have just been Tomlin wanting to see what Trey Griffey looked like against better opponents. Trey Griffey had a decent game, right? I mean, he had a big catch. What was it, a 6 or 7 yard gain on an out route? And then he also didn't get his head turned around quickly enough on a throw from Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, up and down, I guess you can say, from Trey Griffey. But given the fact that it was Darius Heyward-Bey, Justin Hunter, and James Washington all kind of rotating on the outside, I think you can definitely say that, you know, Justin Hunter maybe has the inside track right now to making the roster, although his performance was not terrific overall, as we'll talk about. Hayward Bay didn't have any catches in this game, really non-existent. Same can be said for James Washington, although I don't think it hurt him at all in this game as far as his spot on the roster is secured, and I think his starting spot is still secured as well. So really, a lot of the wide receiver talk is going to happen during the Carolina game as far as figuring out just who it is the Steelers are going to keep. You know, Damone Patterson, another guy who had no catches in this football game. The most interesting personnel usage for me was on the defensive side of the ball with Matthew Thomas, the undrafted free agent from Florida State, the inside linebacker, seeing first team reps with the defense. And this is something that, you know, again, he's got a huge fan base from Florida State. He's got a lot of Steeler fans, you know, hoping that he can be a savior for us at inside linebacker with some of the questions about whether or not John Bostic can be a starter. Of course, Matakevich as well. A lot of people have been calling for Matthew Thomas to see some time with the first team. And here it was in the third preseason game, in the biggest preseason game of them all, right? The one where all the starters are going to play. It's Matthew Thomas getting reps with the first team. A huge, huge, huge opportunity for him. And not just that, you know, we've talked about the dollar defense and this new seven defensive back defense that the Steelers are going to be bringing in 2018. Well, how about this? In this game, when Matthew Thomas came on the field, it was the Seminole defense. That's what the Steelers called it. Seminole being the Florida State Seminoles, where Matthew Thomas went to school. The Steelers devising a defense to bring Matthew Thomas on exclusively. And it was a defense in which they took Anthony Ciccolo out of the game, put Vince Williams in, moved Vince Williams over to edge rusher, where again, he's been very good as a pass rusher, and put Matthew Thomas in as a coverage inside linebacker. And this was primarily used on third down. I'm so happy to see the Steelers have recognized how good Matthew Thomas has been as a coverage linebacker. The athleticism that he has, really, we don't have at inside linebacker at all, right? It is Matthew Thomas or bust as far as the true athleticism at the position. And so he's able to cover running backs and wide receivers down the field, or at least that's what he's shown throughout the preseason. So glad to see the Steelers are recognizing that and getting him on the field, especially in this moment in such a big game, even if it's just preseason. Now, whether or not this Seminole defense will make the transition to the regular season, I think that remains to be seen. Remember, Anthony Ciccolo playing in this game instead of TJ Watt. So the question would be, if we're in a regular season game, are you taking TJ Watt out, moving Vince Williams to edge, and putting Matthew Thomas in as a coverage linebacker? Are you just taking Vince Williams out and putting Thomas in as a coverage linebacker? Still some questions there as to whether or not this defense makes the transition to the regular season, but regardless, Matthew Thomas getting reps with the first unit was fantastic to see. Before we continue today's game breakdown, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast, PosterBurner.com. They make amazing posters. And when I say posters, I don't mean the flimsy kind that you can buy in the stores. I'm talking about super thick premium photo paper, a 24 by 36 movie style poster for under $20. You know, we all have photos that we've taken on our phones or cameras or posted to our social media accounts. But when you get that really perfect picture that you want to turn into something real that you can see every day, PosterBurner.com can turn your photos into amazing prints. And I did just that when I was at training camp, took a photo of the St. Vincent College there, a beautiful photo that I turned into a 24 by 36 movie style poster. They also have premium canvas prints, metal prints, decals, stickers, banners, and the quality is all top notch. Go to PosterBurner.com/Steelers today and you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. That discount applies to every type of print they offer. Again, PosterBurner.com/Steelers for 10% off your purchase. Now, let's go over position by position what I saw. We'll start at quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. Look, he was a little rusty, right? You saw that he was inaccurate at times, especially in throws to Jesse James, but he did have a beautiful throw to Justin Hunter for that touchdown. And overall, I thought he was very solid. Nothing really to be alarmed by with Ben. For Landry Jones, typical Landry, solid overall. I don't think he did anything to hurt himself. You know, as far as his spot as the backup quarterback, he's, you know, that spot has been secured for weeks now. But, you know, again, I don't think he did anything to hurt it. The interception that he threw really was more on Justin Hunter than anything else, right? He put it right on Justin Hunter's chest. Yes, it was between two defenders, but Hunter should have caught it. Hunter kind of coughed it up and led to an easy interception. And then for Mason Rudolph, who played the entire second half of this game, just not there yet for Mason Rudolph. Really, really frustrating to watch for a guy who, again, throughout camp, we saw these kind of ebbs and flows that he had, right? There were good days, there were bad days, there were good reps, there were bad reps. Unfortunately for Mason Rudolph this preseason, it's just been kind of bad overall, right? And the problem for him is that he never looks comfortable. There's never a time where he's dropping back, sees the field, finds where he wants to go, and fires it in there, right? Those reps are few and far between. I want to see him progressing little by little, even if it's just little by little, over the preseason, but we haven't seen that, right? I mean, he was a deer in headlights against Green Bay. He was a deer in headlights again against Tennessee. Carolina is going to be his last, game situation until next season, right? I mean, he's going away. He's going to be buried on the roster on the inactive list for the entirety of the 2018 season. This is it for him. We're gonna wait until next preseason to start evaluating him again. And yes, we don't need him to be great for probably another year or two, hopefully. But you just like to see some progression from him even early on in his career like this, and we're just not seeing it yet. It has been a very disappointing preseason so far from Mason Rudolph. At running back, James Conner has looked fantastic as a runner so far in this game. He looked fantastic as a receiver, and that was one of the questions that I had going into this game, is how is he going to look as a receiver? He was great with run after the catch. I didn't see him in pass protection at all. I'll go back during my tape breakdown tomorrow and see how he did there, if he even had any reps in pass protection. But as a receiver, he looked fantastic. And then the other running back I want to talk about is Jalen Samuels, the only other running back we saw in this game. There was no Toussaint, no Stephen Ridley. Finally, this is the Jalen Samuels that we've been waiting to see. Physical as a runner, quick enough to turn the corner. The touchdown that he had that was called back was everything you want to see from Jalen Samuels. Getting the ball in the open field, making defenders miss, using that agility to make them miss, and finding the end zone. Finally, we got to see the Jalen Samuels that we've been waiting for. And again, with no Toussaint, no Stephen Ridley in this game, I think Samuels' roster spot is becoming closer and closer to a lock at this point. At wide receiver, the first couple drives, right, were just James Conner and Juju almost exclusively. And I thought Juju had a pretty good game. He had a big third down catch over the middle. And it's that play is kind of everything that you love about Juju as a slot receiver, right? The physicality that he brings to the position. Yeah, he took a big hit on that play, but it was a big third down. He made the catch, took the hit. It was no big deal from him because, again, he is such a physical player. He had a drop over the middle on a free play that was disappointing. Kind of hit him right in the hands. He was wide open. Could have had some big yards after catch there as well. Not able to bring that one down. That was disappointing. But again, overall, I think Juju had a solid performance. The biggest guy we were hoping to see at wide receiver was, of course, James Washington, who's looked terrific in the last two preseason games. And this was his first opportunity to play with Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, he was non-existent out there, right? I mean, we talked about this going in, that this was a big opportunity for James Washington to play against starting cornerbacks. Remember, he's had these big catches against the Eagles and the Packers, but they came against second and third string cornerbacks. This was his first time to go up against starting cornerbacks in the NFL, and he had no catches, right? He was targeted, I think, two times, had no catches. Not an alarming performance for me, right? I mean, yes, he's back down to earth a little bit, and we've talked about this, with guys like Terrell Edmonds, right, who had a great start to camp and then kind of came back down to earth a little bit. It's fine that James Washington had this style performance. I'm not worried about the performance itself. I'm more worried, honestly, about the injury, and hopefully he can come back from that rather quickly. James Washington certainly struggled in this game to get open. For Justin Hunter, this was an opportunity for him to kind of reassert himself on the 53, even if it's not as the starting outside receiver. I think James Washington still will have that spot week one. Justin Hunter has to prove himself now that he can be the backup there at outside receiver. He made the splash play that I called for, right? The great catch on the touchdown, getting 2 feet inbounds. That was the play that he needed to make, showing his athleticism, using his size, getting 2 feet inbounds. The problem for Justin Hunter is that he followed that up with coughing up the ball on the interception and not being strong enough to bring in the catch between two defenders. He ran the wrong route on the first series, which caused him to get, to be replaced in the lineup. This really should have been the game that Justin Hunter secured his spot on the 53-man roster, but those mistakes, they continue to mount. And so the question is still there. Can you really trust Justin Hunter in that spot? I think what helped Justin Hunter is that no one else on the team, you know, really elevated their play above him. You know, Damone Patterson, pretty much silent in this game. Darius Heyward-Bey, pretty silent in this game. You know, the Carolina game, to me, is really going to decide the last couple wide receiver spots on this roster. I don't think anyone's a lock at this point. Other than James Washington, Antonio Brown, Juju, I still don't think anyone is a lock on this roster right now at wide receiver. On the offensive line, Chukwuma Okorafor, unless my eyes were fooling me, he was playing the sixth offensive lineman spot that the Steelers like to use on some running downs. Officially now the swing tackle, the Chris Hubbard replacement. And he's been so solid throughout the preseason. I really like what I've seen from Chukes. It's been a very good preseason for him, and I'm glad to see him. You know, the Steelers working him in that role as well. And then we transition over to the defense. And as I said at the top, this is what Steeler fans were waiting to see. Getting the majority of the starters out there. There was no TJ Watt, no Morgan Burnett, but everyone else is out there. 9 out of the 11 starters were there. The tackling in this game was just so much better. The run defense was so solid. And it starts with the defensive line. And as I've talked about previously on this podcast, we have a dominant defensive line, or at least we should have a dominant defensive line with Stephon Tuitt and Cam Hayward playing next to each other. They were fantastic in this football game. I've been very hard on Stephon Tuitt this preseason because I've seen how good he can be and how dominant he can be. And instead, against Philadelphia, we saw him get pushed around, and largely the same against Green Bay. That was not the case against the Tennessee Titans. He was terrific in this football game. He was a handful himself. He had a big sack and put him alongside Cam Hayward, who was typical Cam Hayward in this game, absolutely dominant himself. You know, these two next to each other can hide a lot of the deficiencies behind them. And you go to a guy like John Bostic, who, again, you know, we've seen him struggle against the run, against the Eagles. We saw him struggle against the pass, against the Green Bay Packers. In this game, this was the best John Bostic we've seen so far. He was fantastic against the run. Pass defense, who knows? Who knows how good he was in pass defense? Because, again, we got so much pressure on the quarterback, starting with that defensive line. You know, we didn't see John Bostic really get picked on in the passing game. And with so much of the offensive line having to worry about stopping Stephon Tuitt, stopping Cam Hayward, that opens up Bostic to come in and make plays. You know, when we were seeing Stephon Tuitt getting pushed around out there, especially you go back to that Philadelphia game, when there were just gigantic holes for Ajayi to run through, and Bostic would have to come in and run fill, you saw some of the problems that we're going to have with John Bostic. But when that wasn't the case against Tennessee, when the defensive line was dominant and there weren't big holes to run through, instead what you saw was John Bostic coming up and making easy stops, you know, without there being a big hole there. And the same thing can be said for Vince Williams, right? Again, a dominant defensive line meant that there were pass rush lanes for him to run through. And God, he was fantastic as a pass rusher. Very good against the run as well. I love the kind of the speed that he plays with. I mean, he's not a super athletic guy, but he plays fast out there. And I like that about Vince Williams. And then Matthew Thomas, we talked about him previously, but we could talk about him again. I mean, just a huge, huge opportunity for him. Again, they had that third down, the Seminole defense. And when they brought that in, I think the Titans only converted one first down with Matthew Thomas on the field. I have to go back and rewatch it tomorrow in the tape breakdown. But to my recollection, only one converted first down with Matthew Thomas on the field. And he was very good on special teams as well. You got to think, you know, again, with how good he's looked in preseason, the fact that he got first team reps and again, looked very good in those reps as well. You got to think his roster spot is pretty much locked up at this point. And so now the question becomes, are we really keeping 5 at inside linebacker? And if not, it's no longer LJ Fort versus Matthew Thomas at inside linebacker. The question now is going to be LJ Fort versus Tyler Matakevich for who's going to be the fourth inside linebacker, if they only keep 4. I don't know. Maybe LJ Fort is not long for this team. We shall see. At outside linebacker, everyone's going to want to talk about Ola Adini, and they should. He continues to make splash play after splash play, a big sack in this football game. Not going to be an easy choice. If the Steelers are only going to keep 4, it's not going to be an easy choice here at outside linebacker between he and Keon Adams. Keon Adams, again, didn't have the big splash play like Adini had. I'm interested to go back on the tape and rewatch and see how Adams did overall. Now, I did see the chatter last night on Twitter about Anthony Ciccolo, and Ciccolo has not had a great preseason so far. It's clearly, you know, he's struggling out there. And I did see the talk about, you know, you should keep Adini and Adams over Ciccolo. I don't know that the Steelers are going to want to do that, though. Again, you've got TJ Watt, who's already having injury problems this season. Bud Dupree has had so many injury problems in the past. Are the Steelers really going to be willing to cut their only veteran outside linebacker depth to keep two young players at the position? I just don't know that they're going to be willing to do that. And when you consider the fact that the Steelers already are moving Vince Williams to an edge rush position in that Seminole defense, that we've seen Matthew Thomas play that role a little bit as well. You know, are they going to keep five outside linebackers? It seems unlikely that they would keep five. It's going to be a really tough choice. It really is. And I think it still comes down to Keon Adams versus Ola Adini, and one of those guys will probably be, they'll try to stash on the practice squad. You know, whichever way they go there, yeah, it's not going to be an easy decision. At cornerback, did Joe Haden and Artie Burns even give up any completions? I'm not sure that they did. I didn't chart it exactly, but it didn't feel like after the game that they really gave up much. Cam Sutton as well, right? He was terrific in the slot. The secondary as a whole, and I think, again, that goes back to what we talked about. Starts with the defensive line and how much pressure there was on Mariota all game long. He was never really comfortable back there. He missed some open receivers, to be sure. There was actually, and one thing I want to point out with the cornerbacks is Artie Burns came up and made a big tackle against the run in the hole. You know, something we don't see from Artie. He gets a bad rap as a run defender, and rightly so. I mean, he does. You know, we saw that back against against Philadelphia when he tried to come up and make a tackle on Ajayi, and it was not a great rep for Artie. In this game, on the other hand, yeah, he came up, made a big tackle in the hole. Good on Artie in this game. And again, the cornerback situation overall in this game I thought was very good as far as the starting unit. And that had a lot to do with the fact that the pass rush was so good. At safety, we got to see Sean Davis playing free safety again. Didn't see much of him overall. And again, I think that was just because Mariota wasn't able to attack this defense, given some of the problems he had with protection. Davis did make a nice hit and a nice tackle on a pass over the middle. Again, as that kind of last line of defense, he's got to be a sure tackler in those situations. I thought he did a nice job on that one play. Terrell Edmonds, on the other hand, had his splash play again. This is the big interception that he made against Mariota. This is back to where we saw him early in camp making these kind of splash plays. Now, this was a play that was kind of a full team interception here. Again, it was started by good coverage, which made Mariota kind of roll out. Bud Dupree comes up and gets pressure on Mariota, forcing him to kind of throw the ball off balance and kind of across his body. He didn't get enough velocity on the football, which led to Terrell Edmonds able to easily come in and intercept it. Now, the thing I loved about this interception was not just the fact that, you know, Terrell Edmonds was able to pull off the interception, but you saw the speed and athleticism that Edmonds had on that return. Good Lord. Can you imagine if this guy ever gets comfortable out there as a safety and is able to use that level of speed and athleticism on a play when he's fully comfortable out there? Whoo, my goodness. I mean, he is an incredible, incredible athlete. Now, overall, again, like I said against the Packers, that was not a game that you should say the defense is going to be terrible, right? You can't make that judgment after a preseason game, and I'm going to say it after this game as well. You cannot, after this game, immediately anoint this defense as being a very, you know, we're going to be great. We're going to be a great defense after this game. This was certainly a step in the right direction, and I think you saw some of the things that we've been projecting about. If this defensive line is good, the rest of the defense kind of follows. You certainly saw that in this game. And there was one or two first downs for the Titans, the Titans starting unit all game, right? I mean, when the second unit came in and got some first downs, but the first unit, I think, had a couple first downs on that first drive and then did not have another first down the rest of the game. And look, I was really encouraged in this game by the play of the defensive line and how dominant they were. I'm really encouraged by seeing Matthew Thomas as a starter on this defense, or at least seeing some first team reps, not necessarily a starter, but getting some first team reps out there. And then the pass rush and the fact that it came from so many different places. Bud Dupree as an edge rusher, Vince Williams continues to look great as a pass rusher, and then Hayward and Tuitt dominant in this football game. Encouraged by all of that. And again, I think that does bode well for this defense overall if we continue to see these guys playing at that level. Tomorrow, I will have a full tape breakdown. We'll dig in. I'll watch this game a couple more times and dig into the full tape breakdown. We'll do that tomorrow. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.